Penguin Random House Audio presents Clean, The New Science of Skin by James Hamblin. Read for you by Barrett Letty. Prologue. 5 years ago, I stopped showering. At least by most modern definitions of the word. I still get my hair wet occasionally, but I quit shampooing or conditioning or using soap, except on my hands. I also gave up the other personal care products, exfoliants and moisturizers and deodorants, that I had always associated with being clean. I'm not here to recommend this approach to everyone. In a lot of ways, it was terrible. But it also changed my life. I'd like to say I stopped showering for some noble, virtuous reason, like because an average American shower uses around 20 gallons of perfectly good water. That water then gets filled with petroleum-derived detergents and with soaps made from palm oil farmed on land that would otherwise still be rainforest. The body care products transported around the world in fuel-burning ships and trains contain antimicrobial preservatives and plastic microbeads that end up in our lakes and streams and make their way into our food and groundwater and back into our own bodies. Aisles upon aisles of these products are sold in pharmacies across the globe in plastic bottles that will never biodegrade and that end up floating together, like islands in the ocean. Islands that whales try, tragically, to mate with. The last bit about the whales is not true, I hope. But the rest of these are global effects of daily bathroom habits on the scale of 7 billion people that I hadn't really considered when I first stopped showering. For me, it started simply. It wasn't even really about showering. I had just moved to New York, where everything is smaller.